saleable. So I just said, okay, all right, then. To me, you can't judge a book by its cover anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing, obviously. For you, it's a precious thing for you, and you don't like the title. It's obviously a thing for you. Okay. If they are going to adapt it as a cartoon, and that's how the title is amazing right now. Oh, the cover.
I don't know what they're going to do with it. They won't. They don't talk to me anymore.
Who were the publishers for this? Bookfuel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they... Wait a second. Mr. Terrence?
Yes?
Are you still getting the royalties for that title, The Outer Light one?
I never got any. As a matter of fact, I've never gotten a penny for the book, ever. Never
from
sold a thing.
From the previous title also?
I'm sorry?
When it was the other name, title.
Outer
when
Domain,
this book,
yeah.
Outer Domain. Then did you get any?
Nope.
Then also, were they the same publisher?
No, it wasn't the same publisher. Outer Domain was published by Page Publishing.
Page Publishing.
Yes.
They also did not give you any credit, right?
Well, let's put it this way. My book was available, but they didn't put it in the stores. They just made it available by order. And I said, well, I didn't think that you're not going to order a book you don't know about.
Okay. So both times you did not get any royalties.
I didn't make a penny on the book.
Right now it's available in 3 formats, Kindle, hardcover, and paperback. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, well. Unfortunately, I don't run the world.
Yeah, nobody runs the world. That's what the
You're
problem
right.
is.
You're right. Nobody's running the world right now.
Sorry about both of us. Sorry for both of us. Okay. Let me look at the other title. What was the other one? The new one, right?
Voyage?
Gravy?
Oh, Gravy, yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah, it's going to publish in 6 weeks.
Approximately. It may be more, maybe less, I don't know.
Did they promise any royalties to you, right?
Well, yeah. They promised me that it's going to be marketed.
It's going to be marketed as well. So, how many platforms are they going to publish your book?
I'm sorry, my phone is not that accurately displaying its evidence. Say it again.
I was asking, how many platforms are they going to publish your book, the next book?
How many contracts?
How many platforms, like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, where people can buy your book from?
Well, I think it's about 21 distributors.
21 distributors.
Yeah.
We at Int Book Writers, we publish book on 50-plus, 70-plus platforms and 1,000-plus libraries, 10,000-plus libraries as well. May I ask how much did they charge you for 21 platforms, distributors?
A little over $2,000, $2,600.
What was the package? It was editing, manuscript, and publishing as well, and marketing?
Well, like I said, they didn't really need much editing. And
okay.
I designed my own cover,
Amazing.
And illustrated my own book, so it's got an illustration for every story.
Did you also format your book for platforms? No, they would do it. Okay, okay. Are you going to write any more books in future, anytime soon?
Oh, God, yeah, I got plenty of books.
Have you written them?
I can't not write.
You cannot write?
I say I cannot not write.
Oh, that's a good thing, Mel. Cannot not write. Oh, amazing.
I mean, I've never had a case of writer's block. I write books
that's
very
amazing.
Fast. My first book, technical book, Sound Synthesis, was written in 4 months.
4 months? That's so good. It's too early. How many pages were there?
I think 186.
186. Is this book available on Amazon?
Yes.
Sound Synthesis? That's
yes.
It? By Terrence, right?
And add Analog and Digital Techniques, because there's another book called Sound Synthesis, but it doesn't have that secondary title.
Okay, yeah, it's a long title, so it's by your name, okay.
But you can look it up on Amazon right now. It's a 5-star book.
5-star book? Sound Synthesis, A Practical Guide to Sound Synthesis. No, it says Brian.
I got some fabulous. I got fabulous reviews.
Terrence.
Yes.
Let me look. What was the title? Sound Synthesis?
Yes, Sound Synthesis, and then - Analog and Digital Techniques.
Techniques. You said you got 5-star reviews, full of it?
Yes.
Terrence Thomas, wow. You published it in 1990?
Well, I didn't publish it. Tab Books published it.
Yeah, obviously you... Okay, that's it. You got 6 5-star reviews. 6 reviews in total. That's an old book. Is it selling
good?
Yeah,
1990. I started out great. Huh?
Okay, you started out great. And is it still selling?
Yeah. I mean, people are kind of selling copies of it that they come across.
Now it's kind of pirated, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's currently you can get one for $52. And
yeah,
it's gone as high as like $900 for copies.
$900?
Yes. Well, it's a very good book.
Obviously, the quality of the content must be there. The music enthusiast must have bought it, right?
I'm sorry. This phone is not being kind to me.
Yeah, it's obviously the phone's fault. Your hearing must be great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to hear that. Portland, okay. Only one left in the stock. Amazon shows that. So Terrence, can you share me what are you writing next?
Well, I'm right now. I'm a little tired. I'm writing. I'm going to take a little break for a while.
Okay.
Maybe a month or so.
Okay, that's fine. So, have you already got some material you're wishing to publish next after this another title?
Yes.
Can I know something about that? I just dropped
it,
right?
The title is Squirrel World.
Squirrel World?
Yeah. I feed squirrels in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a garden?
No, I have a park I go to. It's only about 40 feet away, but it's I get so much pleasure out of feeding these little creatures that I'm going to write a book about it. So.
Okay, Terrence. Sorry if I ask again. What is the title of the book you are going to publish in 6 weeks next?
Gravy.
Gravy, in short stories, right? Horror stories?
Yeah.
So my main point bringing this name is, what is the next title after this are you planning to publish?
Well, like I said, I'm thinking
Squirrel
about Squirrel World, but I don't know. I might come up with something else also.
Obviously, you cannot not write, right?
That's correct.
get to hear that. So, for Squirrel World, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I'm finding out a lot about squirrels and their personalities and their abilities, and it's quite interesting.
So, you are writing it. How much have you written?
I haven't been feeding them for long enough to really get into the book, but I have started it. It's just a few pages. I name my squirrels.
Obviously, characters are building up in their story, and obviously they're gonna have some names, right?
Do
they have families, squirrel families?
Oh, yes.
Okay, mama, papa, and kids? Something like that?
They're short-lived because
the
kids kind of go out on their own, and they don't have a long family life.
Do they?
No, they don't.
What's the average age of a squirrel is?
Three to 5 years.
3 to 5 years?
But they can live as long as 20.
Okay. The average age is 6 or 5 years, right?
Yeah,
but they can live up to 20 years.
Yeah. That's a really old squirrel, but they have been known to live 20 years.
The oldest squirrel might be 20, 21 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. So, just few pages have written, right? You have written.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm a little tired of writing. I need a vacation.
I understand. Obviously, you cannot not write, so you get tired, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having fun talking with you right now.
Yeah, this is amusing.
Same here. Anything interesting about squirrels you want to indulge me?
Oh, yeah. Quite a few things. One squirrel jumped up. I sit in a swing. It's a kind of a park bench that swings back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped up on the swing, got up on the highest point, and looked me directly in the eye.
I can imagine that.
And I before he got too close, I gave him a peanut. He took it. And as he walked away, I just said one thing. Would you like another? He stopped, and I threw another out, and he tried to put it together, but he couldn't quite manage it, so I helped him. I held the peanut while he put the other one on the other side of his mouth, and then managed to get the second one in on the other side. He comes back constantly, and he never takes less than two.
The same squirrel?
Yeah. Oh, that's why I call him Twofer.
Twofer, okay. More than two spinners, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, they all have personalities, individual personalities. It's quite unique.
Yeah, every person have unique.
So does every animal.
So does every animal, right? Yeah. Are you both friends? Obviously, you both are friends. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Sure.
How can you identify the same squirrel every time? With just two peanuts?
Well, he's easy to tell because he gets up on the bench I sit on.
Okay. He always comes to you only, right?
Yeah, right up to me. And then there's another one that comes up to me. I call him Juan because he only wants one.
He only wants one, right? Two for and one.
Yeah. And then there's Hap.
Half?
H-A-P. Short Hap. For happy. Yeah.
For happy. Why is he happy?
Yes. Well, I never saw him, but then one day, for the first time we ever saw each other, he climbed down from a tree, and he spread his arms and looked me in the face and ran over to me and grabbed a peanut.
Like he was happy.
Yes, absolutely. I've never seen a squirrel put out his arms like he was going
to
hug you.
Just give it to
and
me,
run
right?
towards you. I think the only reason he did that was because he's been watching me with the other two squirrels.
He might got jealous, right?
Well, he wanted some of the goodies.
Obviously, I want one as well. That's amazing. Squirrel world.
I've learned a lot about birds also in this process.
You might write another book on birds, right, then?
No, it's going to be the same book. Squirrel
okay.
World and a few birds.
And a few birds. You can add any animal in it, right?
Yeah, but so far it's only been birds and squirrels.
The main content will going to be directed towards these squirrels, right?
Well, it's a kind of a family book. Anybody can read this book and get a laugh out of it and learn something about squirrels.
Obviously, yeah.
I don't know if there's a big demand for that, but I'm going to write it anyway, so.
Yeah, you can create the story as a family story, obviously. You can create a funny story. It's on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking to create the story of On Scoreboard?
Just details about each one of them and how they are and what I envision them to see me as.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds are just as, maybe even more so. Well, they're more, I'll give you an example. One always lands on the bench in front of me.
Okay.
And when I throw a peanut, he waits for the second one. And then if I point to one of them, he takes the other one. He absolutely will never take the one I point to.
So he doesn't take the first one and just take the second one.
Well, it depends on which one I point to.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Are there any villains in this story? Antagonist, maybe protagonist style story.
Yeah.
I want to know.
It's of course it's not so much a story as it is a
knowledge book.
Well, it's just giving the details about each personality of the birds and the squirrels.
And the squirrels,
sort of
okay.
Yeah.
Infotainment, maybe?
Well, let me put it this way. There's one dove. I feed doves. And there's one of them who will not let any of the doves have any of the fragmented peanuts I throw out. He's a bully.
Okay. A bully?
Yeah, he's a bully. Even if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want anybody else to eat either. And that seems strange for a dove.
Yeah, obviously that's strange for a dove.
But he is intimidating, he's big, and so what I do is I throw peanuts in two different places, so he can't guard both of them. So the other birds will go to the other place, and he'll try to get over there, and then they'll come to this one. It's a funny thing. He doesn't like me for doing that, but I just say, you know, hey, if you don't want to eat, let everybody else eat.
Obviously. If you're not eating, let others eat.
Yeah. I don't know why he objects.
Maybe he's playing with you.
Well, no, he's not playing with me. He's playing with them. He literally, he
leaves
them alone. They'll come over and start eating, and he will literally peck at them until they go.
Okay, that's sad.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Terrence, you told me that you're going to take a break for a month, right?
Oh, yeah, at least.
At least. But you told me you cannot not ride, but you are tired, right? Tired?
Yeah, I'm just tired because I've got some other things to do too.
Mm-hmm.
I was a ballet composer in New York City.
Ballet composer? Okay, that's amazing.
Yes. And right now my music is drawing a lot of attention. And I'm getting about 17,000 hits a month.
17,000 hits a month? You're
yes.
still creating music?
Yeah.
That's your profession, right?
Well, I've done it for quite a few years. I have 264 tracks on SoundCloud.
264. On SoundCloud. By Terrence?
Yeah. Yes.
Terrence
Thomas, SoundCloud.
Terrence Thomas on SoundCloud?
Yes.
I would love to listen or hear them.
Well, you
I'll
can easily hear them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look them up on SoundCloud. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing. So,
why don't you give me a call in a month or so?
Yeah, obviously, I was going to ask about that. So after a month, I could call you about your next title, The Squirrel World. So we can talk about more on that title, right?
Okay.
So write my name down, my number, so you can remember me.
Well, you have my number. So
okay.
You can, as a matter of fact, you can even email me. Okay.
Email.
Do you want my email address?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Okay. I'll give you my email address.
Fire it away.
Okay. These are all lowercase letters.
All lowercase, okay.
Yeah. T as in Terry.
One.
T as in Terry. Seven. T.
D.
9-1.
Okay, I got it. So T1T7T91.
It's T1T7T91@gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So T1T7T91@gmail.com.
No, no, these are all T's, like my name.
Yeah, I got it. All T's, right.
Yes.
T1T7T91@gmail.com.
Yes.
I got it. There are three T's and 1791, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. Terrence P. Thomas. Okay, I'll call you in a month. That would be amazing. So, my name is Jason Olive. You can also call me at this number.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like, but I'll obviously call you in a month to check upon your writing, and I could even call you in between.
Send me an email, and I'll send you some material.
That would be amazing. Okay, I'll send you an email with my name on it, okay?
Okay. I'll send you the...
Squirrel World?
Outer Domain.
Outer Domain, okay. The story?
Yeah, in its published form.
In its published... Oh, that would be lovely, sir. That would be amazing, Darren. Okay, that's amazing. So
this has been very pleasant.
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you, sir.
Okay, well, you have a good evening, then.
You too. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.